The Third Brand.
Audio.
Hello there, podcast listeners. It is I, Mitch Stockton, your fearless podcast host. And you are about to listen to the very first episode of The Lost Tales of Adventuring. Pretty dramatic. Since this is the very first episode, I'll give you a little breakdown on what you're about to experience. The following is an interactive story in a world I developed just for this podcast, filled with characters of all kinds. They'll be voiced by myself and friends of mine brave enough to traverse through this world, and my friends will be playing themselves thrown into a strange medieval time to figure out what the fuck is going on and figure out how to get home, or get laid, or get money, or whatever this version of themselves wants to do. And I'll be playing a god of sorts who sets the stage, and they will interact with the world and its people in order to find out if they succeed or fail in their actions. While here, I'll be rolling a 20-sided die that will tell us all. And yes, they can die, and if they do die, they're out, but the world will continue. So come with me now into a magical world of make-believe. Okay, everybody. How's everybody doing today?
Good.
Spectacular.
I'm all right.
All right. Welcome to the very first podcast of The Lost Tales of Adventuring.
That hopefully don't get lost.
Yeah. Today, I have brought about my friends, Mr. Kevo Modesto.
Is that Kevo one? Modesto?
Kevo Modesto.
I didn't know we were friends.
Mr. Skyler.
That is me.
Mr. Andrea.
Hello.
Oh, that's sexy, oh, boy.
Thank you.
See, it's got the, sexy. Yeah.
Sounds like there's
good.
A dick in there.
It's a voice modifier.
Oh, yeah, I got to turn that off.
She's got the auto-tune.
And today we are about to start an adventure, unlike anything anybody has ever adventured before. I don't know if you guys
dun,
are ready.
Dun, dun.
You guys fucking ready?
Ready.
I'm not ready.
I don't know what to expect. I'm so scared.
All right. Just to so set scared. The stage for you, ooh. Our three heroes, who may turn
ooh,
out to be
oh,
whatever.
Oh, I was going to say, I thought I'd, wow, hero. Such an
all
official
right.
title.
We're going to kick it off here, guys. You ready to rock?
Yeah.
Rock and roll, baby.
All right, here
you
we
said
go.
Yes the first time.
All right. Scene in. A large room made of black stone that's dank and humid with light smoke and four cells
hella
on the
dank.
Sides of the room. It's covered in roots, dead insects, and broken stone.
Ooh.
Torches hang on the corners of the room, illuminating the space, and you see a doorway up some broken stairs. There are five hooded figures chanting something in unison together around a big altar with all kinds of runes and fucked up shit all over the place.
Inofficial.
All kinds of fucked
all
up
kinds.
Shit.
So regular Friday night.
Yeah, that's a good Friday night. And all of a sudden, the room begins to tremble, and you see a giant distortion in the space-time of the room, and the whole room begins to warp and spread in a giant blue teleportation-type thingamajigger. Fills the room, and you see all five hooded cloaked figures thrown against the walls. One splatters into a million pieces.
Oh, that's nasty.
And then we see three people drop from the distortion onto the cold, hard ground below.
Ouch.
And scene. You.
Wow, just like that.
Okay.
Just like that.
And
we're all there.
No, Kevin.
We're all in the same
Kevin
room.
And Andrea wake up first.
So
you are waking up in this room, set the stage. There's blood and fire and all kinds of fucked up shit everywhere. And you were just doing.
I was reading the third novel in the Harry Potter series. The Prisoner of Azkaban.
So as you come to from this blackout, you were blacked out for about 10 seconds from reading the book, to waking up with a woman laying on top of you.
Okay, she's on top of me. So my first...
In a really like inappropriate sexual manner.
Okay. So my first instinct is to reach for my book because I want to look around and I'd say, where the fuck is my book? And then I would
Andrea
realize...
Andrea wakes up.
Right. And then I realize that there's a person on top of me, and I'm like, excuse me. Who are you? Where did you come from? Who are you?
And I'm offended because if I'm on top of you and you're reaching for a book, I mean, I look amazing. I don't know what your problem is.
And you have just appeared here and you're in a dark, cold dungeon from
you're
wherever
welcome.
You just were.
You're welcome.
So at this point, I realize, obviously, that this was not where I just was 30 seconds ago. I look around and I see that I'm in some sort of dungeon, I guess. Would it be considered a dungeon? And I would do that like shimmy thing where you're trying to like get out from underneath something. Where you're like,
and Andrea crumples off of you, falling onto her face.
Get this bitch off me.
This awakens Skylar, who has his pants around his ankles.
I do have one down there. Because I was just on the phone yelling at Florence, telling her I never want to see her dumb bitch ass again, whilst taking a shit in my master bedroom.
So as he lays crooked on the ground, a dribble of feces runs from the Jesus. Crack of his ass, and he stares directly at Kevin.
What the fuck is going on here?
Why are my pants down? Oh.
Did you just shit yourself?
In the middle of talking, a short splatter comes out of Skylar's ass.
I back further against the dungeon wall.
Okay, hi, I'm awake now. Definitely awake.
A cloth of some kind. Is there paper around here? How do I get this shit off my ass? Where am I?
Are we wearing regular clothes?
You're wearing your clothes and you have your normal shit. You have your car keys, your cell phone.
All right.
Just your regular shit you would have walking around like normal. And now, the three of you are all looking at each other, don't know each other at all. You were doing different shit, and one of the hooded cloak figures crawls up and grabs Andrea by the ankle.
That sounds right. Well, I was mid-orgasm before I got here, so I'm wearing fishnets and lingerie. Obviously, they're going to grab me by the ankle.
What do you do, fair wench? What are you?
Fortunately, I was wearing stilettos, so I'm good. I just kicked that motherfucker in the eye. We're good.
Jesus!
Where is Lord Arschlock?
Meanwhile, I've just decided to pull my pants up, shit and all, and I'm just going to be walking around with some mud butt, and hopefully I don't get any kind of a rash or anything.
Pretty grateful.
Lord Arschlock? Is that you?
And who? As he looks at Skylar.
Who?
I'm gonna look at Skylar and Oshcock? I'm gonna say, "Are you Lord Oshcock?
Oshcock? Who the fuck is Lord Oshcock?
Lord Oshcock. He's the Lord of Umber. We've been working 2 years to bring about Lord Oshcock.
I'm gonna look at Andrew and say, "Are you Lord Oshcock?
Maybe. It's possible. I don't know. I was in a very euphoric state.
You have a very fancy outfit, by the way.
Well, thank you.
So is this hooded figure still strewn about the floor?
He's on the ground, and he's really mangled and tore up.
He's
his
beat
face
up.
Is
he's
bloody.
Not going to be fighting back at all?
No, he's in bad way. And so, the other four hooded, one is in pieces all over the room. The other three are just on the ground, not moving.
So I'm gonna approach this guy, disregarding all this Oshcock nonsense, and I'm going to attempt to tear a piece of his hooded robe so that I can wipe myself off. Because, you know, I'm in a bad way.
Andy
right.
Andy rolls a 20.
And I get that. See?
You take his entire
robe. You come up to the hooded figure. And in one swipe of emotion, tear off his entire robe with one maneuver. And you now have an entire robe, leaving a naked man in order to wipe your ass.
Describe the naked man.
I needed to wipe.
Like, I mean, like, skin color, tattoos,
now
race.
That the hood has been removed, you can tell that this man looks like the combination of a goat and a man.
Ooh,
and
goat legs.
And he has hair all about his body. This is nothing you've seen in, you know, normal human Earth world before.
At this point, I back up further and go, Jesus, what the fuck is that?
This motherfucker's a fawn? This is a fucking fawn?
What is that?
Why is he wearing clothes?
Fawns?
Why aren't you wearing clothes, young lady?
Kind of, yeah, where are your clothes?
It is the robes of our order, the Priory of the Bones. We have been working to get Lord Oshlock.
And he just dies.
There he goes again with the Oshcock. Here, you want to wear this robe?
Actually, I would love to. I'm a little cold.
It's got a little shit on it.
Could you
It's got dookie.
Could you wipe that off, please?
Well, I just wiped myself off
Is there are there a couple other guys?
You can
guys
do what
here?
You
can
want.
Can we do
to do
another robe? Let's get one of the other robes off the other guy. I'm not.
Right.
I'm not.
I just thought I would. I thought I'd offer.
You've got one guy in millions of pieces. And I'll three
take,
other guys.
I'll take with the robe.
They're probably you know.
At this point, I'm in the dungeon corner and I'm wearing my hoodie. And I look around like, is she going to ask me for my hoodie? And I just zip my hoodie up.
How selfish.
Get the fuck out of here with that.
I'm not saving your ass when it comes to this.
While Kevin sits in the corner looking around and very sneakily and shadily zipping up his hoodie sweatshirt, Andrea removes the hood and cloak of one of the bodies. And when she removes the cloak, you notice a rusty old rapier fall out of the cloak.
You and your
I go to grab it.
Fucking rapiers.
All right.
I grab it.
Kevin now
this
holds
is mine.
A rapier.
Claimsies.
I'm just wiping off the cloak, man. I just want this shit to be clean before I put it on myself.
All right. You do have blood and other internal organs kind of all over your robe, but it's covering you up.
Yeah.
That's fine. I'll just wipe it on the ground a little
bit.
Plus. It'll come off.
And so... Now, as you look around the room, you see different types of items on the wall. You see an old crossbow, a wooden club, a worn hatchet, an old war hammer, and a few broken spears, and a significantly soiled codpiece.
I call the crossbow.
I'll grab.
I'm going Hunger Games, bitch.
I'll grab one of the spears as well as my my rapier.
I'll put the hatchet on my belt loop. And I'll grab a spear, you know.
I look pretty badass in this robe cloak thing with this crossbow.
Robe,
I'm just saying.
Stilettos and a crossbow.
I look amazing.
Yeah,
wait,
we gotta
what
come
did
up.
You get?
The hatchet. Put a hatchet in my belt loop and a spear to hang on to. And, you know,
it's very Charles
stick.
Manson.
Did you say the spears were broken?
Yeah.
Like broken how?
Like right in the middle, just snapped in half. So you could take
a half
a spear.
The pointy half.
All right, he takes the pointy half of this.
So is there only...
He said there was two.
Yeah, I was going to say, is there two or is there one that's broken into two?
There are three different spears all broken.
Okay, so I'll take a spear.
I'll
obviously
take
the pointy half.
The coolest looking one that's pointy. All
right,
so... Son of a bitch.
This one looks dope. Right, I'm taking
Andrea,
that one.
You've taken a crossbow. Kevin has a rapier and a spear. And Skylar has a hatchet and a spear.
It's supposed to go no signal like that. Okay.
At this point, I'm going to turn around on both of my companions here in the dungeon and say, "Who the fuck are you?" and point the spear at him.
All of a sudden, I like you a lot less, Mr. Zip up your sweatshirt real quick in the corner, all strange-like. And I'm going to go ahead and make allies with Skylar. Hi, Sky.
And
it's
I,
nice to meet you. My name
tell
is
me who you
Andrea.
Who are you? Where
how do you know my
I?
Name?
Well.
It's on his name tag.
There you go. That's good.
He likes,
oh.
He
my
likes
reading
to
is
shit
up
at work.
To par.
Oh,
he likes to shit
I
at work.
I forgot I wear this name tag. Excuse me. I'm a little jumpy. I don't know where I am. Probably trying to find a way. Stop pointing that fucking spear
well,
at me.
Who are you? Where are we? Somebody better start talking or I'm going to get stabby.
I can point my spear at you. Ha!
I'll point it back at
ha!
You. So at this point, we're pointing our spears at each other. I'm aiming for your tum-tum.
Okay. At this point, the naked body of the man that Skylar stole, the goat man
goat
that
man.
Skylar stole
man
his robe from,
fucking
comes back
man.
To, and his eyes roll down from being rolled back in his head. Oh!
Jesus Christ.
I'm going to point the spear at him before he talks, and I say, I swear to God, say Lord Oshcock one more time.
How dare you challenge the word of Lord Oshlock? You cannot be here. We have worked 2 years for this ritual to bring about Lord Oshlock.
Okay, goat man. Well, your ritual was unsuccessful because obviously we're here.
What do you mean, you foul wench? Where doth thou you come from?
Hey, don't call her a wench.
Thank you.
I shall
that.
Call her what I wish. You should all be bowing before the power of Lord Oshlock.
I was actually role-playing beforehand, and wench was kind of what I was going for. So, I mean, it's sort of appropriate.
I thought it was pretty hot.
I'm gonna grab Goatman by the horns. Does he have like long horns? Like is
he has
like
two
a long
horns
horn?
On his head, like kind of like a ram.
Okay, so I'm gonna grab him. What would you say his size is? Tall,
he's about in his middle 5 feet something.
Okay,
basic build of a human, but his knees are bent backwards like a goat.
So like
be.
Maybe like 150 pounds.
Yeah, 150. I'd
you
say,
can take
yeah.
him.
Yeah, I'm gonna grab him by the horns. And I probably can't pick him up like deadlift, but I'm going to grab him and like at least lift him off the ground and be like, where the fuck are we? Start talking now.
As you reach for his horns, you don't really pick him up. He's too heavy for you, and you trip. You trip as you're lifting him up and slip in some of the entrails of one of the other bodies and fall to the ground. Sure. And he goes, "You fool! How dare you mess with Gorntok of the Priory of Bones. I am Gorntok. Do not handle me, sir."
So do I fall on my ass, or no, I'm falling like the gut first?
Your face. You fall on your face. All
right, so I'll be out of commission for this next conversation.
Well, I mean, you can still talk, but you've just smashed your face in the ground. And now you have like entrails and poop and all kinds of stuff on your face, too.
That's cute. I'm going to go ahead and pull that motherfucker's back legs down, because just the three of us here. We got to take him.
All right.
We can take him. I'm hoping successfully,
the woman saves Kevin.
I wasn't in danger. I had this.
Pulling the goat man's feet out from underneath him, he smashes his face into the ground and looks up at Andrea saying, "Why, you shouldn't be here. Where's Lord Oshlock?" And then he just starts jabbering Lord Oshlock over and over and over.
I'm gonna kick him in the head at this point. I'm assuming from where Andrea pulls him, like he's kind of gonna be like kick level with me.
You lean back and soccer kick this dude right in his head, and with the force behind it, one of his already slightly dislocated eye sockets launches the eyeball out of the right side of his head. And with a loud of a goat man, he stretches out this Richard scream, "You cruel monsters!" And he's like bleeding like eye goo out of his eyes.
And I'm gonna say, "I told you, don't say Lord Oshcock one more time. Now where the fuck are we?"
"You are in the dungeons, just outside the city of Darkfall. Please don't take my other eye."
I'm going to pull out my phone. You said we have our phones?
Yeah, you have your phone. You have your normal shit on. You have your keys.
I'm going to pull out my phone and try to pull up Google and type in, what was the city's name?
Dark something.
Darkfall.
Dark Falls. I'm going to try to type in Dark Falls.
Your phone says no service.
The fuck? No service?
Fucking iPhone.
Take a picture of this goat man.
Fucking
iPhone. I'm
going
to go ahead and ask the goat man who Lord Oshcock is and what he was trying to do.
"Lord Oshcock is the leader of the Priory of Bones. Without our Lord, we have fallen to disarray. All that you saw has been destroyed before you. All five of the members of the Priory of Bones were left here with our master of our weapons outside the city of Darkfall. You shouldn't be here. You are an accident. You are a cruel twist of fate."
None of that was helpful information.
Yeah, thanks, goat man.
You keep saying we shouldn't be here. But yeah, we are here.
We
so,
shouldn't be here.
You know, get used to it, bro.
So where'd you fuck up, dude? Like, obviously.
Hey, settle down.
I'm sorry.
Is Ashcock, and where would we find him if we wanted to find this loser?
I'm going to jump down to the ground and get in his face and say, "How do we get back? Tell me right now."
"There was never any intention of returning. This was to bring our Lord back into the world so he may lead us to another 100 years of power and glory."
So you're telling me that Ashcock isn't even here?
That's pretty much what I'm saying, yes.
I'm going to stand up in my half-broken spear. In my anger, I'm going to break it in half again. Like over, I'm going to try to break it over my knee. Just
not
in like a
helpful.
Fit of anger. Just go, "Argh!" And just...
You successfully break the spear in half again on your ankle.
And then I'm going to throw...
now you have an even smaller spear that fits about... in your hand like a spade.
And then I'm just going to throw the wooden part just at this goat man. Just throw it at him. Like, fucking goddamn it.
You completely miss the goat man. It bounces off the wall and hits Andrea in the leg.
You're an asshole.
My bad.
Now I have bruises.
Sorry.
Thank you.
All right. As you're sitting there, the man on the ground, Bortok, I believe his name is Bortok.
You made it
up, man.
He starts crawling towards the ritual area where they had all the candles.
Nope, somebody
shirts.
Grab him.
Hey,
grab him.
Stop. Hey, what are you doing? What are you doing? Stop.
I got him.
All right. Andrea.
Pull that goat piece of shit back in.
Andrea jumps on top of him. You let me go. We must finish the ceremony and bring Lord Oshcock.
This
Enough about this Ashcock, asshole.
Lord Ashlock, we must come. I'm the last of our order. The Priory of Bones must live forever. You three fools cannot carry on our work.
And
he spits up some more blood.
Skyler, you still got that dirty shit robe?
I mean, it's on the floor right here.
Shove it in this goat man's mouth to get him to shut up.
All right, we're gonna take the shit robe and gag this motherfucker.
Like shit first?
We're tired of hearing him gibber.
I don't need to hear about Lord Ashcock.
Wait a minute. If we gag him up, we have no answers. We don't know why we're here or what they were trying to do.
We're not really getting
place.
Any answers from this guy.
Yeah, so then we're never going to get back anywhere. And how do we even return home?
I think we find
a way out of this dungeon and we drag Goat Boy with us.
Where are we, though?
Exactly. We need to get out of here and see where the hell
I see some
at.
Stairs that, over just, there. It might lead
aside,
to a way out.
You can look at stuff closer or see what else is around or if there's other weapons or just random shit. You can look around.
No
are
offense,
there windows
guys.
In this mystical cave?
No. All you see is there's four walls, one wall with some stairs up to an open doorway, and then there's four prison cells on the side that are all empty.
No offense, guys. This has to be some stupid fucking Jeff Bezos Google fucking augmented reality horse shit. Let's get the fuck out of here and go home.
Am I in a hologram? Am I in virtual reality?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Did the government grab me? Is that what's going on?
You all speak with such strange words. Where have you come from?
Have we not gagged this man yet with
have
our shit?
I'm on it, all right?
And then he vomits into the, and he starts choking, and you see his eyes roll into the back of his head.
You guys want to save him?
He'll be all right.
I think we need information.
He's now twitching. His eyes have rolled back into his head.
I'm going to push him onto his tum-tum so that way he doesn't gag on his own vomit.
I've got an extra shoe. I've got a heel here. We can definitely use that.
Bortok the goat man spits it all out, but now is vomiting bloody vomit and poop. From the poop towel.
I'm pretty sure this guy's not going to last much longer anyways.
Do you guys have any questions for him? I'm going to talk to Bortok. I'm going to say, Bortok, is there a doctor around here?
Jesus Christ, you guys are monsters.
Bortok, who's in charge of the simulation?
This is no simulation, you damn fool. Lord Ashlock.
That's it. He just says Lord Ashlock. He looks like he's completely out of it. He's missing an eyeball.
All right,
he has shit and vomit around his lips and mouth.
I'm done talking to Goat Boy.
He's messed up.
Goat Boy's not helping us.
Yeah, Goat Boy is doing nothing.
Like,
I'm gonna
medical emergency here.
Okay, so we're the cave that we're in is basically four walls with the stairway. Is that
an empty prison cells? Yeah.
All right,
and then the big ritual like setup with candles and all kinds.
Is there anything
books,
glowing or any of this dumb shit still?
No, all the candles are blown out. You see a couple books that are broken open and the dead bodies around the room, blood and gore everywhere.
All right, I'm going to go check out the books.
All right, you go to look at the books.
I'm thinking the stairway is a good way to go.
Yeah, I'm walking around the room looking at stuff. Right.
Books, you don't notice anything extra special except a handwritten journal of sorts with the label on it, Priory of Bones.
Cute.
I'll put it in my... Is it in English?
Yeah, it's readable. You know
I'm going to put it in my knapsack. All
right. And there's other shit around,
it's
but...
It's a satchel.
So it's a leather carrier.
It's a purse.
Indiana
Jones. Let's be real, guys.
It's a merce.
You see six different books. The one you use, the only one you can recognize and read the words on. The other ones just look like...
Gibberish.
What the fuck else? Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't care about those for right now. Right. Did you guys find anything on your checking out of
I'm thinking we really need to go up the stairway and find out what's going
looks
on.
Looks like
here.
The stairway is our only way out. Yeah. Can't see where it goes.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, so you guys all agreed to kind of go. All right.
is Pigman still dying on the floor? Goat Boy?
Goat Boy is still on the floor. He is still alive, all but right. He is not moving. He's missing an eye. He's right. In bad shape.
As we're walking up the stairs, I'm going to yell, "Fuck off, Goat Boy!"
That's cute.
And you see the last flicker of life leave him as you say that.
I thought maybe he'd come back to haunt us later.
And now we have no answers.
He's pretty much gone now.
Lord,
so all of those people in there are all pretty much dead.
All dead.
You guys do have a few weapons and whatnot. Kevin has a rapier and spear. Well, a mini spear and a journal. Andrea has her crossbow with no bolts. Skylar has a hatchet and a spear.
Can I go ahead and borrow your broken spear, Kevin? The one that you broke in anger and frustration?
Yes, you can have it.
I'm going to try to jimmy rig that somehow. You can try to load your crossbow. With
it. You have one broken spear. At least
you got one good shot.
All right, she has one shot available with a broken spear.
Gotta make two, man. All right, all
right.
As we walk up the stairs to wherever they lead.
It's... All right, now, as you walk up the stairs, it's a long, narrow stairway with light peeking from high up above. It looks like you're about 100 feet from the top, and as you start approaching the top, you see...
Sorry, I take that back. Did you say that there was torches down below?
Yes.
I would have grabbed one of the torches. Were they like removable?
Yeah.
I would have grabbed one of those. All right.
You grab a torch. The narrow way has light coming down and torches, so you can still see somewhat well. But now you have a torch, so you've got fire.
Set Jeff Bezos on fire. I can see this piece of shit.
As you approach the top, the three of you see a short, ugly green humanoid that stands just about 3 feet tall. He's got a scrawny body topped with a big ass head. He's hairless with big old ears. And you can see a necklace on him of something that looks like teeth and a filthy loincloth that's covering his butt. And he's holding a spear standing in the doorway.
That's comforting.
Holding the spear, like pointing at us, or like in like one
he's
of those like
away from
defensive
he's
movers.
Looking outside. You're coming up from inside.
As,
and he's looking
as we
away.
Come up the stairs. I'm talking to Kevo here, which I still don't. We don't know everybody's names.
Yeah.
Right?
As we're walking up the stairs, I'm gonna tell Andrea. Well, I guess I don't know Andrea's name, but Skylar and Andrea. Hi, my name's Kevin.
So I'm gonna be like, you know, talking to Kevin here, and I'm gonna be like, you know, I don't know about you guys, but seeing all those fawn guts kind of made me hungry. Think we can get some hamburgers around
That's
here
disgusting.
Somewhere?
You're fucking gross.
That's gross. Hi, I'm Andrea.
Hi, Andrea.
Hey, Andrea. Hi. I'm Sky.
Do you think if
Call
we start
Sky.
Singing Can't Stop the Feeling, this little troll guy will start to friendly up a little bit or
don't stop believing? What?
So is the troll guy like he's in the door? Can we see anything past him?
Does he hear
you
us?
Can see, you can
does
see
he hear
like
us talking
a,
as we come up the stairs?
You can't see all of it because he's obscuring your view a little bit, but outside you can kind of tell there's a forest out there.
Okay, so we're talking like once we exit this cave, it's forest.
Yeah, you can't see everything because right. you're
so
scared, but you pretty
he's
much
like
can kind of guess that
he's
it's a kind forest.
Of like a sentry at the entrance of the cave there.
If we're getting closer to outside, I'm going to check some of my cell signal. That's, see if I've got any
call.
Service.
Yeah, good idea.
Yeah,
thank you.
Because we're so reliant on our
no
phones.
Signal.
No signal. Damn, it's like there's no satellites here or something.
Suing Verizon when I get home.
Literally, I was reading a book 5 minutes ago and I had 80% battery power and I'm at 8%. This is ridiculous. Fucking iPhones.
All right. So you guys still getting to know each other?
Hmm? Sort of. It's been a long walk up the stairway.
Okay,
it was a long set of stairs.
Skylar has some poop on the back of his pants, but he otherwise has a normal outfit. Kevo is still pretty well covered, but he has blood and guts on his shirt from slipping and falling. Andrea is wearing a really bloody, messy black robe with some stilettos and fishnets underneath. So you look like a motley crew.
So there's this orc guy standing there. He's got his back to us. Does he hear us coming up the stairs talking?
He has not reacted.
He's oblivious
to
us altogether.
Yeah, I'm gonna whisper and say, guys, what the fuck is going on here? Who is this guy?
I'm gonna go ahead and yell, "Hey, dude! Hey, what's
shut
up?
The fuck
can
up.
You
shut
help
the fuck
us
up.
Out
shut
here?
Up. What are you
we,
doing? Shut up. Shut the
we're
fuck
just
up.
Just wound up here in this cave-like
He's
deal,
got a
and these
spear.
Goat men just died.
He's got a full-size spear. We have halves. God damn it.
We've got weapons. We're fine. Hey, dude, can you help us out?
I'm going to back up against the wall.
Do you approach him and touch him, or do you just yell that?
So far, I'm just yelling, but I'm getting closer.
What's the distance between us?
Typical woman.
You guys
big
are
mouth
about 20 feet away from him down the steps. But he can hear all that, but he's not moving at all.
We didn't do anything wrong. He's got to be helpful. He's going to understand.
Okay, so he would have heard us, but he's not moving.
He totally heard you. Yeah, he totally has heard you, but he has not reacted at all.
Hey, fuckface, what's going on?
No reaction.
So I'm going to go ahead and tap him on the back of his shoulder here. Hey, bud.
I got hatchet and spear in hand.
I got my torch ready to light him on fire if necessary.
So you tap him on the shoulder?
I'm going to tap him on the shoulder.
I got the torch like cocked back like I'm going to throw it at him.
All right.
Like,
upon touching his shoulder, the little green guy jumps forwards and turns around aiming the spear directly at your face. Who are you? What are you doing here?
I'm a friend. I come
you
in peace.
You are not
of the Priory of Bones?
Clearly. I did not mean to be here. I just appeared here. Can you please help me to get home? I don't want to be here any more than you want me to be here.
Fucking
where did you come from?
Well.
Dude, we're from America. Chill out.
What California. Is this America?
Take us to whoever's running this. I want to go home now.
Botox is down below.
Are there planes?
Where's Botox?
I'm pretty sure your boy Botox ain't doing so good.
You mean Goatman?
Where's Botox? You tell me now.
And he shoves the spear directly in Skylar's face.
Whoa. Whoa.
At this point, I'm going to chuck the torch at him. I'm going to throw the torch at him.
Are you throwing the torch at it, just at his face?
Yeah. No, right. Center body mass.
All right. As you do that, the torch slaps him across the face, doing some fire damage to his face, and his necklace falls off because it's been burned. And as that happens, you do damage to him. Two more little green guys come from the sides of the doorway and come stand next to him, pointing spears at you as well.
So when it hits him in the face, does he like grab at his face, like blind kind of thing?
Yeah.
Is there enough time to make a run for it?
No, because as you do that, the two other ones
he's got friends.
All right, I'm going to pull out my rapier.
I'm going to put my hands up. I'm going to say, we didn't mean any harm. This was totally a misunderstanding.
Fuck, let's man, you scared
us. Let's
just
talk about this.
Try to stab me, B.
Yeah, come on.
Calm down. What's going
on? We're all friends.
You burned my face. Get them.
It was actually an improvement.
All three of them are now rushing at you guys.
Okay.
I'm going to yell, come at me, bro, and then run at the one closest to me with the rapier.
I'm assuming the fighting stance.
With the rapier? All right, so you go towards the guy with the rapier.
Yeah, I got my rapier out, and I'm just going to run towards... Let me do... I'm going to run towards the one that's closest to my torch.
Jeez, you've got some balls. You guys have just demanded... fucking landed in this world.
It's a simulation. I'm not concerned about this. I'm going to fucking get up to the top floor, talk to Bill Gates, and win my prize like Willy Wonka. All
right, you...
I'm going to win the fucking chocolate
factory.
Kevin
rushes towards the fire-damaged green fella and stabs him in the throat. A gurgling, gushing sound comes out of the throat, and as Kevin does this, the other two goblins... So now you know they're goblins.
They're a little small.
The other goblins jump backwards and drop their spears, and they both run away.
I'm going to pick up my torch, and I'm going to try to do that cool move where you like spin around and go, like that.
Holy fuck, dude. That was brutal. You stabbed that guy in the fucking neck.
No, it was so realistic.
A deeply fascinating maneuver of fiery goodness. Kevin twirls it around as the two goblins run away. And as the two goblins run away, you see the guy on the ground holding onto his throat puncture around the rapier that's still in his throat, mind you. And he's fallen to the ground, gurgling and looking up at Kevin.
I curse you with my last words.
And he's dead.
All right, cool. Now I'm going to pull my rapier out of his neck.
All right.
And I'm going to grab his necklace, too, that he dropped.
Oh, nice. The juicy, gurgling, bloody sounds of you pulling it out squirt on your pants, so now you have some blood, more blood on you.
Did you really need a souvenir, Kevin?
I don't know what we're gonna need to get out of this simulation, but this necklace might be handy.
Good spears laying on the ground now that are
takesies. Grab one,
DM.
Does anybody want the other spear?
I'll take the other spear. All
right.
See if I can work it in a crossbow somehow.
So my rapier's gonna go in my my belt loop.
In your lapel.
Got it.
In my shoulder holster.
You have your Priory of Bones journal is in your pocket.
I thought I had a satchel. No?
No, it was just the book.
Like a backpack.
He had a man purse.
I was reading Harry Potter.
Maybe that's
Harry Potter book. Yeah. You have your Harry Potter book and your journal in your satchel.
Okay.
So you do have a satchel.
Right. It's a man purse.
So yeah, then I'm going to tuck the rapier into my belt loop, hold the torch, and then the spear in my other hand.
All right, you have a torch too. The torch has gone out, by the way.
That's fine.
Okay, and...
gone out, like burned out, or like theoretically, could I light it again at another point, or is it like burned out?
If you had fire,
I have a lighter in my bra. Like, I'm totally down to share fire.
She totally does. You have like the normal shit you would have on you, like cigarettes, lighter, whatever you would have on you normally. You have that.
Actually, a cigarette sounds great right now. Could I?
Andrea lights up a cig.
Is it daytime outside or nighttime?
It is daytime.
All right, then that's fine. And, I'll just tuck the torch back in. My, like,
as
back.
You see yeah. the two other goblins run away,
I asked what
away,
time of
see...
the day it was, but just keep getting shit on over here.
Way to go, Sky.
That's because you're wearing shit, sweetheart.
Hey, this is not shit.
You are what you wear.
All right, just so everybody you knows, shit I'm wearing all over a dope-ass your... Goku sweater.
Skylar flourishes his beautiful Dragon Ball Z sweatshirt.
Covered in shit.
It's got some shit on the back. It's all right, though.
There's no poop on the front. Goku is clearly visible in his Dragon Ball Z sweatshirt.
That's it.
All right. Now that you guys are alone, you see a nice open area with little grass around and a far-reaching forest that looks completely impenetrable, just overgrown and prospering. But you do see a worn dirt path stretching out in front of you. You see twinkling lights bursting through the crowns
Pretty.
Of the trees, allowing for a mishmash of plants to make use of the moss-covered ground. You see thick branches hang from most of the trees and a range of flowers, and all brightly beautiful-looking and just a brown and green landscape and a medley of animal noises brightening everything up. So it's nice and pretty and foresty.
I'm going to do that thing where I like step into a clearing and then lick my finger and hold it up into the sky.
Just gauging the wind.
I think we're in Ferngully, guys.
Yeah, then I'm going to reach down and rip out some grass and then drop it to see.
Play golf a lot.
You notice that there's just a slight breeze. Not much of a breeze, but a slight breeze.
Delightful. What's the temperature?
Hey, guys.
You're looking
there's
at
a slight breeze out here.
You're looking at a humid 78 degrees.
As I walk up behind right, Kevo,
I can work with that.
Still a little bewildered. I can't believe you killed that guy.
I know. That was awesome,
and
right?
then you robbed him.
So cool.
Wait,
you
robbed him?
He took,
yeah,
his,
took
necklace.
His necklace.
Oh, you took his necklace, yeah. You didn't look
that,
beneath his
Whoa, that forest looks pretty impenetrable.
Fuck you.
So what are you going to do with all his teeth?
I don't know. And I'm going to, like, pull out the necklace and kind of, like, play with it.
That's cute.
Like, it's a fidget spinner. Like, I'm just going to kind of roll it around.
As molars or...
Man, you just...
I don't know. What kind of bones is on it? Or teeth?
Kevin flourishes his bone necklace as if it was a fidget spinner.
I look over to Andrea and say, we might want to keep an eye on this guy.
As you look at Andrea, you notice, and you're kind of turned on by some fishnets beneath her shit and blood-covered robe.
Yeah, aside from the blood-covered robe, I can, you know, a little nip slip or something, you know.
There was,
actually,
there
I look
was,
great in red, so it's fine.
This is more of a dark
a burgundy
goblin, so, more of a dark blood red, burgundy. Black goblin
so we're,
blood.
So we're standing around, I guess, the top of the stairway. There's a dead goblin. The other goblins have walked off. We've noticed there's an impenetrable looking forest. And
minus a dirt road.
Right?
And there's a dirt path.
Like a half chub. Ahead of you.
What?
A half shit chub. I'm going to basically look at these two and say, I was kind of thinking there was going to be like an office building up here. I don't really know what the fuck's going on.
As a matter of fact, I don't see any buildings.
Yeah.
Anywhere.
Does anyone have any cell signal?
No. I'm going to take out my phone and look.
Everyone that looks at their phone sees no signal.
My battery's almost dead. I got to get a charger.
What if we
thing.
Look up above the trees? Is there anything flying above or any sign of anything?
You hear like birds and animals and random forest creatures like making sounds and stuff like that and random insects, but nothing that really catches your attention. You just see the path laid out in front of you. You see it going ahead maybe about 100 yards before you see kind of a turn in the road.
Should we find the Wizard of Oz?
The goblins, was it? They were there?
Yeah.
Which way did they run when they took off?
They ran directly down that path. There's only one way out of this place. Everything else is just forest, and the dungeon area that you were at is just a stone wall with a doorway in it and rock. It was a rock mountain behind you.
We could spend hours working our way through this forest, or days, weeks. Maybe we should go back into the cave and try to find someone who can help us to get back.
I'm pretty sure all the goat men down there are dead, so...
Did you check their heartbeats?
No, I mean, I didn't
you
check
didn't,
their
did
pulse.
You?
I mean, I'm not a doctor.
Clearly.
Yeah.
And at this point, I'm looking at shit in his boner.
Well, they didn't mean to bring us here, so they wouldn't have any problem sending us back, I wouldn't think.
Yeah, let's head back down and let's see what
yeah,
else...
Going back down?
Yeah, fuck it, why not?
Oh, Jesus.
It's either that or be in the forest forever.
Well, okay, hold on. Before we go back down... in comparison to like where we live, would we be able to tell like approximately what time it is?
Yeah, you have an idea. The sun in the sky looks that it is around noon, almost exactly.
I don't know. If we waste more time down in the dungeon, we're going to burn daylight outside. I would say maybe let's push forward into the forest.
All right.
You want to skip the road, huh? We don't know where this road goes. It looks like a road.
Well, no. Yeah, let's take the road.
At least a game trail at best.
All right, but I'm picking flowers first. I need something happy to smell.
Andrea picks several flowers to combat the strong smell of blood and feces.
And your poison from poison flower.
Right? Yay. Don't touch anything.
And you break out in hives.
No.
Poison ivy.
Andrea successfully picks several beautiful pink, yellow, and white flowers.
Aww. Sounds like the man-eaters from Jumanji.
Jesus.
And they do smell lovely, combating the smell of blood and feces.
Beautiful. It's good. It's going to be good for the journey.
All right. You don't even have to move. You guys can keep talking. This is
should we link
thing.
Arms and skip happily down the road? Or
so,
no, I don't think we should do that.
Definitely, I don't think.
I think
yeah,
that's exactly what.
If we wanted to go down the road, but not like walk the road, like would we be able to travel like on the sides of the road through the forest? Like, is it opening enough?
Yeah, you can absolutely walk down this path. It's just going off the path. It's just impenetrable forest. You could kind of work your way through it. But to go 10 feet would take you, 10 minutes because you have to work through so much shit.
It's impenetrable
forest.
Or
you just walk down the
pathway. It's like Florence's vagina.
Who's Florence? You keep mentioning Florence. Florence and her vagina must be terrible if you're breaking up with her while you're shitting.
It's rough. God damn it, Florence.
Hey, it's all right, man. I'm sure Florence will be, I'm sure she'll take you back.
I bet this
Florence
is her
the
fault
bitch,
that I'm here. Bet she used some of her fucking voodoo on me.
Oh, shit.
Is this Florence's fault? Is this your fault?
Is this
your
fault
that we're here?
Maybe. You son of a bitch, is this your fault? Did you get us caught up in this?
What? No, I just fucking hate Florence to
Does
death.
She work for Amazon?
Amazon? What? I'm a
she
Prime
for
member.
Google?
There's no reason I should be here right now. I have nothing to do with any of this crap. I'm
well, clearly,
maybe
you were naked.
The way.
Well,
and we could gaze at your backside as you do it.
Thank you. Not naked. I have things on.
Things. That's right.
She
things.
Has a bloody robe.
Yeah, a bloody robe. I like bloody robes.
With fishnets.
I'm a sick
clearly
motherfucker.
Clearly showing
right?
fishnets. Yeah.
All right. So we decide
guys,
what we're gonna.
Yeah,
we're
I'd
gonna
say let's head down the road.
Head
and
down
we'll
the side of the.
Road. Keep a lookout, maybe stop every like.
We come to our senses after bickering
right.
for some time.
Well, you are in a very strange predicament.
And yeah, we decide we're going to follow the road off to the side of the road so people don't see us in case, someone else comes down
the
road. I mean, there were some weird fucking goblins that tried to like stab me.
As
and then this guy
road,
killed one.
I'm going to pluck off a petal at a time and say, "We will die. We won't die. We will die. We won't die."
You end on "we will die."
I
lean
more
in,
flowers, guys.
I lean into Skyler and go, "There's something weird about her."
I don't think that flower is good. Try another one.
All right, you guys start traversing this road. It's a pretty worn road. No like marks other than people and horses and animals. And as you travel down the pathway, you walk about 400 or 500 yards around a corner, and you see a fork in the road. One's going left, one's going right. The right path looks more used and worn, with hoof prints and footprints and wagon tracks, and the left path has plant overgrowth, boulders, rocks, but still looks traversable.
You guys, I know this poem. We should take the path less traveled by. I'm thinking that's the way that we survive.
I have no issues with this.
I thought it sounded dumb, but okay. If it's two
it's
against
as good
one,
of a logic as any, as far as I'm concerned.
If
nursery rhymes.
I guess
fine
if we're making
me.
Votes, I don't want to get stranded out here by myself. Fucking goblins walking around.
It's okay. I can protect you from the goblins.
Have any of you else noticed? There's, I mean, still no buildings, no paved roads.
Yeah,
I don't understand what's going on.
I have no clue. I'll be honest. How long were we walking for? You said
you walked for about 400 or 500 yards, so not super long. Yeah.
I'll be honest, guys. This is not what I expected. I thought this was going to be something way different. I don't know what's going on now.
You had expectations?
Yeah, I thought this was some weird tech company bullshit.
Oh boy.
I mean, I've seen The Matrix, but geez.
I mean, I just killed a thing back there. Was that thing alive?
Was that? Did you really kill?
I mean, you killed it back there.
Well,
the guilt of murder, I guess, fills Kevin with dread.
Yeah, I'd start kind of shaking a little bit.
No, I think that goat man was a little more your fault too. You were the one that kicked him in the face.
Well, he was trying to get me.
Just because he kept talking about some guy named Ashcock didn't mean he wanted to touch your cock.
I saved your life.
We should have gotten more information from him.
Pretty dismembered before you kicked him in the face.
No, the goblin. I stabbed him. He was going to stab you, man.
Well, yeah.
He was barely coherent.
Still, man.
We could have extracted information from him if we were nicer.
And you tried to rape me. I woke up and you were on top of me. You raped me.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You were fondling his balls.
You wish.
Hashtag me too.
Enough of that. We need to focus on getting out of here. Anyone have cell signal?
I think my phone's dead at this point.
My phone. Where the fuck are we?
I didn't even bring my charger. Not that I could find an outlet.
I didn't bring a change of clothes either, Sky. I don't know what we're going to do.
We'll find you some clothes. All right.
Thank you.
Just wear your bloody robes for now.
They were kind of working for me anyway, actually.
Starting to chafe.
It's good.
So yeah, I guess down the left path, the less traveled one.
All right.
I feel like we're doing terrible.
No, you're doing what you're doing.
I killed a guy. We're doing great. I fucking stabbed a guy in the throat.
All right, you make your way through the left path. It does have boulders and rocks and other things obstructing your way. And as you walk about 100 yards and get around a corner, you see a large wooden sign. It's kind of broken. Part of it's laying on the ground, and it clearly reads, "Warning, monster troll." All
right, let's fuck this off and turn around.
All right. But we managed to kill the other trolls.
No, this is a
this
is a monster troll. Is it a monster troll, like big troll, or is the troll just a monster? Like,
is
he's
he
just
under
a
bridge?
Bad person.
Guys, what if
you're
this
such
is
a monster?
What if this is metaphysical here, and it's a troll, like a guy on the other end of a computer, and that's what this is all about?
Hey, there you
go. It's like the Swedes.
Yeah, it's like a neckbeard guy, and he's just sitting there. We're gonna walk up, and he's gonna just make fun of us.
Yeah,
well, I could take some guy in Tallahassee sitting there in his underwear,
fucking
trying
trolls.
To get one over on us. I don't know about a monster troll though.
That's a good point. Monster's a pretty clear giveaway.
Looking ahead in the distance, you can see a large hill, but it's kind of got a lot of rocks and whatnot around it, and you see a large, ominous cave inside the hill.
Not another fucking cave.
So, now, looking down the roadway, we see the hill with the cave. Is there anything that would indicate that we could either bypass the cave or go around the cave, go over the cave?
No, this is in a large hill with the impenetrable forest all around you. So
I'm not going to another cave.
You have directly walking into this cave, or you can go back and go the other way.
Yeah, fuck
we'll
that.
Go back and go
yeah,
the
we'll
other
go back.
You guys want to go back?
I'm not. Yes. You want to go in the cave with the monster troll?
I mean, it didn't seem like there was much back in the other cave. I mean, what?
I'm
was
beginning
only one
to
way
think
out.
That poem might have been metaphorical, and maybe we should take the road most traveled by.
Yeah. Perhaps that's the safest way. Yeah. How much time is it going to waste us to go back to the fork in the road?
Not long. You have not been walking that long. Right now it's about 12:30. You have not wasted much time.
We
could poke our... Okay, to walk to the cave, what would be our time frame?
Well, if you walk to the cave and then walk back, that would take you like an hour or two.
We could check out the cave. I got the torch. Maybe it's quicker. Maybe there's a reason why nobody goes down here, and it's because it's the fastest way.
Ready our weapons.
Maybe the troll's really nice. Maybe he's not even in there right now.
Maybe he's out eating supper.
Trolls go out in the daylight, right?
I think so.
Lunchtime.
Why are we even talking about trolls?
Maybe we fucking killed the troll. Maybe that was the three guys back there. I killed that one guy. He said he was a goblin, but I don't know. Troll. I don't know the difference. Goblin,
all right, we'll troll, go into the thing, cave, right? But I'm going behind you guys. You guys go ahead.
Is this the way the two little goblins ran off to?
You don't know because it was around the corner. You don't know if they went left or right.
There wasn't any footprints.
Maybe what we should do is go up to the cave and take a listen.
Look, You can always look.
We'll go up and yell into the cave. Hello.
I'm not yelling into the cave. I'm just listening.
I want to go and be like.
We could just creep through real quick without making a noise.
Do you guys want to go through the cave?
I'm going to go yell hello really loud at the front of the cave.
Well, you guys are all going to the cave?
We're walking up to the cave's entrance.
And fuck it.
Hello!
So you use about 45 minutes making your way to this cave. And as you approach the cave, you notice it's a massive entrance, at least 100 feet high by 200 feet wide. And inside you see tons of stalactites and stalagmites on the ground. And it looks like thousands of years old. And you look inside, and it is pitch black.
Great. How many torches do we have?
Any sounds just the one that or I smells coming from the cave?
You can hear some water dripping, and you maybe hear some little scurrying around, but nothing else.
Is there a breeze coming from inside the cave?
Yes, there is. You feel a little draft. From
there's an
beneath,
end.
Below, yeah.
There's another.
I put my finger, put it up, and I say, guys. There's a way out on the other end of that cave.
Feel the breeze.
I can feel the breeze.
The
maybe
cave.
We could wash some of this blood off with the water dripping if we find out where that is.
You do find a small puddle off to your left that looks like water, but it's kind of dirty.
I don't care. I'm dirtier than
is
the
it,
water
is.
I'm going to go ahead and clean this shit
is
off.
Is it hot out?
It's about 78 degrees.
That robe might not dry out by nightfall.
You don't want to get too cold.
Cleaning all right. It anyway.
Andrea begins washing off her robe. And you guys are all talking. Do you take it off or do you wash it while you're in it?
Oh, no, I take it off.
Oh.
Skylar becomes fully erect.
The half chub went full on chub.
Don't look at me.
Skylar's face God becomes flushed.
I turn my back. I turn my back and look.
Hey, what are you, gay or something?
Thank you.
As you zip up your sweater.
Yes, I zip up
Kevin's
my sweater.
Kevin's afraid of being raped.
All right, you do a fairly good job cleaning up. There's still stains, but you no longer have pieces of other beings on you, and there's no more chunks of brain and viscera. So
thank God.
There's just stains.
Okay, my mental state is repaired then.
So you've cleaned yourself up fairly well. Do you put it back on?
Absolutely.
All right, she is no longer naked. She is back in her stained up robe.
Which is clean now, by
just
the way.
Clean.
And all of a sudden you hear a couple of large, loud thuds that echo from out of the cave.
Like from inside the cave?
From deep inside the cave, you hear loud thuds, about four or five.
Like footstep thuds?
It sounds like massive boulders hitting the ground.
So okay. Does it shake the ground?
I'd turn around and look at both of you and I say, fucking run now, and I take off. I run. Start running back the other. Start running back the other.
No deliberation at all.
Nope,
Kevin
I'm running,
has left
I'm running.
You guys. Do you
yeah,
go with
he bailed,
him?
I guess I, you know, I'm play running. The bitch and I follow him.
I'm not gonna be here by myself. I'm following the boys.
All right. So all of you are running away. You reach back to where you were at the cross and the fork roads, and you look back, and you can actually see a creature standing at the front of the cave that is nearly tall as half of the cave, so he's about 50 feet tall.
Jesus.
And from what you can tell, you made a correct decision in running away. And
you are welcome.
Should we run very, very fast?
No, you guys are back. You
road?
Guys have made it.
So
you're
he's not chasing us at
back.
That point,
no,
right?
No, he's not chasing you. Right. You don't know what he's doing. You just see the silhouette of him. And it's a big, dark gray-looking beast monster.
Hey, guys, what do you think we could kill him?
No.
I don't think
we're going
to
go back
him.
To the path more traveled by.
All right, that's fine. So we're going to go back to the other
one. I'll tell you what, Andrea, if we're wearing stilettos, you sure can run fast.
Well, I go to the gym in stilettos. Thank you. It's good calf exercising.
All right, so you guys are going to go the other way, the path more traveled?
Absolutely. Fuck that poem. Bullshit. All
right.
Guys, I think the message of the story is to take the path always traveled.
Yes. There's okay. No
the shit is so ragtag right now. I don't know. I
literally
don't know what the fuck is going on.
Me either.
As you start moving towards the other path that's more traveled, it opens out of the path and you see a sparse woodlands. You see a settlement out in the distance and a sign that reads Village of Darkfall, population 120, and it's crossed out and it reads 116. It's crossed out and it reads 110. It's crossed out and it reads 102.
Ouch.
The settlement itself looks dull, with rusted rooftops, faded wood walls, and what looks like an old wall that kept people out of the settlement. You see dusty windows and dilapidated living areas, and you don't see any people. And Darkfall has an ominous atmosphere to it.
So what time of the day is it now that we've reached the city?
Now that you've reached the city, it's closing in on 4 o'clock.
All right. Looking at the city, can we tell like what type of like technology level they would potentially be at? Like, I mean, metalworking, woodworking.
Looking around, you see the main attraction, like everything's kind of aimed at it, is a large gallows with worn wood and a lone noose hanging there that looks as though it hasn't been used in a long time.
That's good.
You do
Who's
see
killing all these people then?
You do see a
the goblin.
What looks like a tavern or a pub up beyond the gallows, and you see a man through the window behind the bar.
I could definitely use a drink, guys.
Yep.
Let's go do that for a little bit, and we'll talk about it.
Let's go talk to that guy.
Yeah, make it. All right. As you make your way through the city, you look around, and you see the different buildings and houses. You see a couple random people close their shades as you walk through the town. Nobody looks very happy to see you or just looks scared of you. And
yeah, we got a wench in blood-soaked robes with us.
Hey, I'm a hot wench. It's like Christmas.
Well, maybe if you weren't walking down the street with a boner.
All right. As you
I like to camp. Somebody's got to pitch a tent.
As you make your way through the town, things are unkempt. There's horse shit of varying degrees of aging around. There's plant overgrowth. It looks like things have not been well taken care of for a while. But as you reach the tavern and you see other people pretty much just dodging and looking away from you, you don't see many people. But you make your way to the tavern and you see a normal human guy standing behind the bar dressed in like leathers and old looking shit. You're not really sure what he's wearing.
In fact, I've had a boner for over 4 hours now.
You should contact medical attention. Here, let me lance it with my rapier. We'll drain the blood.
Good lord.
With my rusty
just
rapier.
A little prick, dude. Just all right.
So I want to ask this guy about this community. I want to talk to this bartender.
Okay. As you approach him, he's totally surprised, but he seems happy to see you all. Says, welcome to Charles's Tavern. I'm Charles. It's so good to see you, strange travelers. And he looks at you all weird, but he's still happy and like excited to see you.
I'm going to look around. Is there anybody else in here?
There is not another person in there.
Does it?
It's a large tavern. There's probably about 10 chairs all around the floor, a second story where you see one prostitute-y looking lady standing up on the top of the stairs who's nice. Just kind of staring down around the room.
I'm going to look at Andrea and go, do you know her?
Friend of yours.
And I'm going to say, no, I'm from where you're from, moron.
Oh, that's right.
I'm going to go ahead and engage with the bartender.
Well, maybe she is too.
Andrea
I don't know.
Rolls a success on her sassy attitude.
Thank you. Where the fuck are we?
Who's in charge here?
How do we get home?
Well, you...
I want to go home.
Well, where is home? You're in the village of Darkfall. Where have you come from, strangers?
Well, we're from the United States of America, unfortunately for us.
We need to get back. I'm not familiar with that territory.
California.
What continent are we in?
Knows how to party.
Oh, damn.
You're on the continent of Galdor.
In what planet?
Galdor.
What do you mean?
Oh, I think I read about that in that maps book. Ah, shit. How the fuck did we get here?
I don't know what fucking map book you're talking about.
Yeah,
the Atlas
guide to the map.
Okay.
He had it in the dungeon.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Where is that
in relation to where we came from?
No clue.
Helpful.
I'm not aware of your United States of America.
It's a hard A, barkeep. A hard A. Yeah. America.
America.
What'd you
so
say your
travelers
name was?
From America? What shall I get you to drink?
Have a Charles. Vodka martini up, please, 2 olives.
I'll take a vodka Red Bull.
Let me get a tequila sunrise.
That's pretty. Do you want an umbrella in that?
He looks at all of you very awkwardly and doesn't know what to really say or do, and he just points to a large barrel that looks like, we have a great deal of ale and mead if you would like.
Okay, I'll take ale. The shit out of the barrel.
It's of alcoholic nature, right?
Do you take...
That's correct, sir. Put you on your ass.
Well. Do you take debit cards here? Or can I Venmo you?
Yeah, you take Visa?
What are these things? I'll take coppers.
Cop, was that like Bitcoin?
But you take a handshake.
I think this guy takes Bitcoin. I told you this was something technology related.
I knew I should have fucking got into Bitcoin.
Told you this shit was a simulation.
You all speak rather strangely.
Yeah, you don't speak too well yourself there, buddy.
Yeah, Charles.
Charlie.
Well, you are paying Chuck. Customers, so you're entitled to your opinion. May I get you an ale or a mead?
Absolutely. Fill that bad boy up.
Yeah, give me some ale.
One ale for the lady.
Thank you.
I want an ale.
In a sexy, stained outfit.
Hey. Ale, right here, too. All right,
I'm going to help the lady first.
Do you have any snacks, like some hot Cheetos or Takis?
Takis.
Oh,
it's very
fucking
specific.
Love hot Cheetos and Takis.
They're so good, right?
So good.
I have some aged meat, if you would like.
Like beef jerky?
Would you like some salted beef?
Oh, so you guys
salted
have cows.
Beef sounds like my pants.
We do indeed.
Absolutely not.
We do indeed have cows. Although many have died off since the troubled times have begun.
Pretty sure Andrea likes some salted beef.
Thank you. Not in this foreign location. I'm good. I like domestic salted beef.
Many
be
women
delicious.
Don't like the salted beef in a foreign location.
Foreign location.
What's the Yelp score on this place?
This is a real shithole.
1 star.
I'll pass on the drink. I just want to get the fuck out of here.
All right. 2 ales for the manly man and the lady and nothing for the little squirrely.
So the ale tastes really, really musty and disgusting. And it's not cold. It's
Hold
warm.
Your breath and shoot
it is warm.
Because they don't have refrigeration in this fucking shithole. Shithole country.
The shithole country.
Just open your throat, Sky. You can do it. Down the motherfucker.
As you made it through the town, it looks old. You're walking through a town. It looks like mud huts, and like the glass is weird and not totally see through.
I'm gonna ask Chuck the barkeep. Where is
it's Charles?
Yeah, right, Chuck. Where's your facilities?
What facilities do you speak of?
And I'm gonna lean in close and go, I need to poop.
You have to relieve yourself. The outhouse is outside.
Yeah, hence
where
outhouse.
If you go outside, there's a large building. Just go there. There's holes in the ground. You can relieve yourself.
Great.
I'm good. I'll just go ahead and sit.
Hey, you don't want to hold that in for too long, man. You end up like me.
So, what brings you strange fellows to Darkfall?
I actually do have to use the restroom, so I'm going to go ahead and do that now. Right. If you guys could extract information from this motherfucker and find out where the hell we are and how we get home, that would be amazing.
All right, so while the lady's in the facilities, how may I help you, gentlemen?
I would like to know who's in charge here and who I can talk to about getting out of here.
Well, Darkfall is run by Judge Falkery.
A judge?
A judge?
Is that his first name?
He's Judge Falkery. I don't understand your questioning.
Like, what kind of judge is this guy? Like, in a court of law kind of judge?
That's correct. He chooses who would be slain in the gallows or punished a certain way.
Look here, Charles. And I'm going to, like, poke at him, like, to see if he's real. As opposed to, like, a hologram or, like, simulation.
You touch his chest and Charles just kind of looks down at you. Still with the same odd look and perplexed look he's looked at you since you got here.
And then we go, all right, you apparently are real. We were brought here, wherever the hell this is, without our permission. I don't care who your boss is. Get your manager on the phone. I want to talk to him. I want to go home now.
I own this tavern, Charles Tavern. You're speaking of a manager. The only person who manages or runs any part of Darkfall is Judge Falkery.
Charles, drop the Renaissance Act. I want to go home. I'm done with this.
I don't know what Renaissance you speak of.
Who employs you?
I own the tavern. This is my establishment.
Dude, this guy is really good at not breaking character.
Maybe some kind of synthetic, like a robot. You've seen that Westworld shit? Maybe this is like Westworld.
Maybe we're in one of those places where they pretend it's like a certain
As
year
you're
all
chatting,
the time
Andrea walks in looking refreshed and relieved. I'm
telling you, man, that Jeff Bezos.
House wasn't as bad as I thought it would be.
I swear, man.
As Andrea approaches, you can see some looks like leaves attached to her feet with poop on it.
I don't say anything.
Same.
It's not mine.
Under second thought,
I'm going to go ahead and try to rub this off real quick. Did you guys find out any relevant information?
We know this guy's a really good actor.
We know he stays in character really well. Yeah. I don't know what's his deal.
Are you sure he's
You know,
character?
I don't just sell.
He said there was a judge up on
ale
the hill.
Ale and mead. If you need any other wares, I also double as a merchant. I could sell you some lovely rope.
Got a time machine? Or a
time machine? Portal?
Do you have any clothing for our wench here?
Do you have a car?
Oh, absolutely. I've got clothing.
I look great. I don't know why you're trying to redress me.
If you'd like to dress your
wench.
I just
thought you'd want to get out of bloody robes.
Perhaps, I'm not his wench.
Perhaps you should see Petunia up the stairs to your left. And you gentlemen could also see Petunia. Wink, wink. And he makes it really apparent that
Petunia.
He wants
how many bitcoins for Petunia?
I believe it's a per person deal.
Per person? Jesus.
A whole Bitcoin per person?
That's like $11,000. No thank you, sir.
I'm gonna level with you guys. You seem quite lost, unfamiliar with this village. I don't
yes,
know.
Yes, that's what I'm telling you. We were brought here unbeknownst to us. We woke up. This woman was naked on me. This guy was shitting himself.
Not naked.
I don't know what's not happening. Naked. I want to go home now.
You should have seen this place 2 years ago.
Okay.
And that is relevant. How?
Have you ever seen anyone who talks like we do before?
I have not. You are all very strange, and I am not familiar with your America.
Great. So we're very far from home.
Look,
I have no idea how to help us.
Look, this is the city of Darkfall.
Would you say that this judge is the smartest guy around town?
I would say that he's well educated.
What? There was a pretty good pause
Charles,
there, guys.
Why did you pause? He said educated.
Judge Falkery came into his job by his father dying. The large bog troll killed him last week.
He's going to be as well educated as the mayor of Massachusetts in the 1700s with the gallows out there. Our best interest is to be finding our own way.
Speak with the strangest tongues.
I'm gonna pull out the tooth bone necklace and I'm gonna put it on the counter and go, "Hey, Chucky, I killed the bone troll," and then slide it over to him.
This is no troll necklace.
No, it is.
This is...
I killed one.
This is
stabbed it in the neck.
This is from a 3-foot goblin the likes of a small child could kill with nothing more than a sharpened wooden stick.
Have you ever seen a necklace like this?
Where's your necklace then, Charles?
I believe I captured my first as a 5-year-old.
Didn't think so.
If you'll go in the back room, you'll see 3 of them.
I poke my head around and see if there's a room full of bone necklaces. Son of a bitch.
Good Lord. Do you know anything about the cave we came from? Have you ever heard anything about an Ashcock person that they may be trying to revive?
Yeah. Something about an Ashcock he kept saying.
You speak of Lord Ashlock?
That's his name.
The Fire Brotherhood or something like that.
Don't speak his name in my tavern or I'll kick you out right now.
Okay, well,
he gets visibly angry by you using this.
Okay, well, calm down, little guy.
I grab my spear.
Okay, calm down with your spear, sir. Chill.
Whoa, there are no weapons in my establishment, gentlemen.
There is now, Chucky.
Skylar walked in with a weapon of mass destruction.
All right, you see Charles reach lightly underneath the counter.
Keep your hands where I can see him, Charles. I don't want any trouble. I just want to go home.
I just want to talk to you really quick.
He
just
pulls out
them.
A dagger.
And I pull the hatchet. I pull my hatchet out and set it on the
Where
table.
Where are you from? How do you know that name?
This is getting a little too out of control. We need to just backtrack a little bit. We just came into this cave out of where we came from in America. And we just want to get back there. We don't know why we were there or how we got there or what they were trying to do or who to talk to, who can send us back.
Do you speak of the cave where the Priory of Bones dwell?
Sounds maybe
accurate. And then a bunch of them goat boys.
Yeah, I'm going to pull out the book that says Property of the Priory of the Bones or whatever. Right?
He has a deep gasp. Where did you get that from?
I killed that motherfucker Bartok.
We killed that goat
boy. Took his book.
You've killed Bartok?
What?
My God, that means... Now. That means the Priory of Bones is gone. They're finally gone. Ales all around, gentlemen! And strumpet of a woman! He fucking loads up three ales. He runs out to the front door and starts yelling, "The Priory of Bones is dead! The Priory of Bones is dead!" And there she goes. The very first episode of The Lost Tales of Adventuring. I hope you enjoyed this part of the journey and that you'll come back for the next episode, which may or may not involve suffocation by ass cheeks. If you enjoyed the show, fucking share this thing. Help get the word out by sharing, commenting some feedback, and get involved however you want. Who knows, you may end up in the guests as a guest or help develop the world. Until next time. For Kevo Modesto, Skylar Robinson, and the lovely Miss Andrea Santo, I'm Mitch Stockton, and may your journey be magical.